Hello and welcome to Around the Houses, the ultimate guide for anyone looking to buy overseas property or indeed existing property owners that live outside the UK. Brought to you by UK Mortgages, a partner practice of St James's Place. Every episode will feature property experts discussing a range of topics including tax, lending and market overviews, helping you make better, more informed decisions. I hope you enjoy it. My name is Neil Jensen, and I'm delighted to welcome on the pod today Mobin Faizullah Khan, who is founder and CEO of Get Ground. And you're in the UK at the moment, Mobin?
Yeah. We're in London, in Hammersmith, and we're having a very sunshiny day over here in London. So it's lovely to be here, Neil. Thank you for having me on the pod.
Well, thanks for joining us. I've been very excited about this one. Tell me a little bit about who Get Ground are, Mobin, and what they do, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're a relatively new company. We've started 3 years ago, and it, based on, we were founded on a very simple premise, which is buy-to-let investors are purchasing buy-to-let properties. And those buy-to-let properties are actually, if you look at them, businesses. You're purchasing an asset to produce an income. And for some strange reason, people weren't putting those businesses in companies, which are an invention by man to hold business. And so we thought, well, if you start putting a business in a company, you're going to get lots and lots of benefits. Why don't we make a solution in the market for buy-to-let investors to purchase their buy-to-let property through companies? And that's sort of what we do at Get Ground and the reason we started doing what we do.
Why would someone open a UK company to hold a property? Maybe explain that for me, please.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that happened faster than we anticipated back when we started Get Ground sort of in 2018, roughly 15% of all buy-to-let transactions were happening through a company, meaning someone opened up a company, purchased the property, and they owned the company that owned the property. Fast forward sort of 3 years down the road, and that 15% is now 65%. So actually, the standard way now in the UK to buy a buy-to-let property is through a company. And so you've got to ask kind of what's driving that seismic change. A market trebling in sort of 3 years is really huge. And it comes back to that sort of premise which I started, right, why Get Ground was founded, which is buy-to-let investors purchasing a buy-to-let property are effectively running a business, and companies are made to hold businesses. So when you put the two together, you get wonderful things like improving your investment returns, limiting your downside risks, and creating a flexible structure that allows you to change the way that you own or operate the investment as you kind of as your circumstances change through life. So I think there's a whole host of reasons, and I'm happy to kind of explore each of those if you'd like to go down those further, but kind of those at the high level is why the market has moved this way.
And the normal way of establishing a UK company, I guess you would have to go online, but I'm thinking of, obviously our listeners are all overseas. Yeah. Trying to establish a UK company and all of the issues around bank accounts and everything that goes with that, I'm sitting here talking to you in Hong Kong. Without your business, how would I do it? I guess it would take quite a long time.
Yeah, the traditional way. So what we do at Get Ground is really innovative. There's no one like us in the market. And so really the way of doing it previously was the traditional way. And the traditional way is to, go to company formation agents or accountancy services or lawyers or traditional banks and try to piece together what is effectively quite a complex set of needs across multiple service providers. So I'll give you an example. You would need to set up the company at company's house. Now, that's just a blank slate of paper. You would then need the right legal documents, so the right shareholders agreement, the right articles of association. These would need to be documents that are suited for a buy-to-let business, that are suited for mortgage lenders if you wanted to get lending on the company. you'd need to do set up the company and structure it in the right way. So I'll give you a couple examples with that. What standard industry classification code do you use? This is a code that all companies registered in the UK are required to have that tells the government kind of what the purpose of this company is, what is its business. And then you'd need to structure the company. Kind of how many shares are you going to have? How are you going to fund the company? Is it going to be through equity or owner loans? If it's owner loans, you know, how do you think about transfer pricing? And that's just sort of setting up the company. Then you've got all the kind of ongoing needs of the company. So doing its accounts at the end of the year, its tax return, opening up a bank account for the company, which is particularly difficult, I think, for some of your audience, Neil, the non-UK residents. When we looked at kind of the traditional way of doing it, it would take anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 months to get everything in order. And would cost over 10 times as much as what we charge at DeckRound to kind of get set up and running. So it's it may sound like a simple thing to set up a company and get the vital property in it, but when you start to look at the technicalities of it, there's quite a bit of work to do.
And if I came to DeckRound today to open up a UK company to hold my UK property, what would be involved and how long would it take?
Yeah, so it's one of the things that we wanted to do in the market is just kind of educate everyone around the benefits of purchasing through a company, and then once people kind of understand that and want to go ahead, we want to be the easiest, most cost-effective solution to do that. And so what we've done is we've brought all the services you require to set up and run a company for buy-to-let investing under one roof. So gone are the days where you need to go to a formation agent, an accountant, a lawyer, a tax consultant, a bank. Everything is under one roof. And we've brought it all online. So someone can simply go to our website at www.getground.co.uk, click the Get Started button, put in a whole host of information around their personal details, who they want to be part of their company, their property details. And in a matter of 20 to 30 minutes, we have everything we need and we can incorporate the company. That typically takes around 24 hours. Open a bank account, that typically takes 2 days, and get all the legal documents and structuring in place. So, within sort of 1 to 3 days, depending on where you are in the world, everything is set up, everything is running, and a bank account's open.
That's incredible. And what sort of costs are involved?
Yeah, so we charge a one-time setup fee. Typically, that is £500 per company. And then we charge a monthly fee of £20 per month. So you do that by 12, that's £240 a year to run the company. And that includes everything required to run the company. So it's accounts, it's tax returns, secretarial service, it's registered office. If you compare that to a competitor, so typically it will cost £2,000 to £3,000 to run a UK limited company per year, and we're doing it for £240.
It's amazing, but it sounds absolutely mad. If you were actually sitting in front of me now saying, I'm thinking of doing this, I guess the advice would be don't. You can never make money from it, and you clearly are. So let's maybe rewind and say, when did this start and what on earth was it that made you decide to do this? Because you've done it very well.
Yeah, no, and it's funny that you say that, because I remember when it started, we met kind of right at the start of this journey, right? So you know what it was like. For kind of your audience here on the pod, we founded the business in 2018, and it was founded between myself and my brother, who's a computer scientist from Stanford, and we flew down to an exhibition that Neil was hosting in Hong Kong and kind of just trialing our product. And so Neil saw us in the early days. We founded it for kind of very simple reasons, which is we want to make life better for buy-to-let investors in the UK. If you look at buy-to-let property, so which is property that you purchase to rent out in the UK, it's huge. There are 5 million households in the UK that are being rented out to private tenants. It's a big sector of the economy. It's a big part of the UK population's life. Generation rent is a growing segment that has increasing number of needs. And we thought to ourselves, well, what's a way to improve this ecosystem, to bring transparency, to reduce costs, to bring better governance to it? And one of the ideas we had is, well, you could bring all these bike-led businesses into company structures, which is where they belong. And so that felt to us like a really good thing to do, to kind of have widespread impact across the world and in the UK. And so we founded the business really to educate the market around buying bike-led property to a company, and then to be the easiest and most cost-effective solution to do it. You know, in the early days, the premise was we can bring all these services under one roof, and we can do it at a price point that seems a little bit crazy given where everyone else is in the market, and we can enable that through technology. And so the reason why we're able to do all of this at the speed and the price point we do is because we use technology. To give you a sense for kind of the technology we use, you know, we're integrated directly with Companies House in the UK by API. Companies House is the public register in the UK that kind of sets up and administers companies, which means we can programmatically create them. We can programmatically create and customize the legal documents that are made for bike-led businesses, get them signed digitally and distributed to places like Companies House or mortgage brokers. We set up our own sort of financial infrastructure to provide these accounts for the companies where people can send their purchase funds, receive rental income and expenses. And we've automated large chunks of the accounting to make it easy for customers, but also make it very cost effective. So it's really through the use of technology that we've been able to sort of pull together the proposition that we pulled together. And you know where we started in the right back days. It was just the two of us, and now it's grown into something that's quite large, actually.
What initial challenges did you face, Mobin, when you first brought this to the market? Because it can't have been an easy one. This just did not exist and still has not been replicated.
Yeah, it's you know, the thing about it is that actually what we're doing is incredibly complex, because we're sitting at the intersection of property, finance, technology, law, regulation. And so if you think about kind of replicating what we do, there's all those elements to consider, right? How do you think about the tax and regulatory environment in the UK so that you structure the company in the correct way to make sure that it protects shareholders, it's flexible, and it's tax efficient? How do you make sure that you don't cross into kind of regulated spaces if too many people are owning a specific company? How do you then deliver that to the market? So kind of, you know, I think there's a lot of sort of intersections in the business, which means we need to understand a lot of things to be able to deliver what we do. The other thing was kind of getting the message out into the market. You know, like you said, this is not how it was done before. There's roughly £1.2 trillion of buy-to-let property in the UK. You know, if you look at it 5 years ago, barely any of that was in companies. If you look at it today, 10% of the stock, or £120 billion of property, is now a company. So getting that message out into the market and saying, hey, everyone, this is just a better way of doing things, that took quite a bit of work, quite a bit of effort, and took a lot of practice in terms of how you communicate what is a very advantageous thing, but in sort of a way that's easy to digest.
And I'm a property investor in the UK. I'm going to buy, I've got two, and then I have three, and then four. I become what they would call a portfolio landlord.
Yeah.
Why am I going down a UK property company route as opposed to just buying them in my own name?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. And you know, we think about this very simply. One is it improves your investment returns, has the potential to do that. Two, it increases your flexibility, and three, it can limit your downside risks. And I'll kind of go through each of those things. So sort of improving your investment returns, really, there are some big tax efficiencies that come from purchasing property through a UK limited company. And I'll go through a few. So when you purchase your property through a company, you pay exactly the same stack taxes kind of on purchase as you would in your personal name, provided it's a buy-to-let property. Now, if it's not a buy-to-let property, it would be a higher taxes through a company, but that's not the case because it's a buy-to-let property. That's a common misconception in the market. I'm going to pay more taxes if I buy to-let property. That's wrong if it's a buy-to-let property. So you buy it, then it's in the company. Now it's in the company, you've got two kind of very big benefits. The first is you can deduct your full mortgage interest tax, your full mortgage interest cost from your tax bill. And you can no longer do that in your personal name. And if you look at kind of costs in running a buy-to-let investment, typically the biggest cost in doing that is your mortgage interest cost. And effectively now you're not allowed to deduct that from your tax bill in personal name, whereas in a company you can. And so that's kind of a very big difference. The second is, you know, once you've got all these profits sitting in your company, you can extract them from your company very efficiently in a way that suits you. So you can take them out of your company as a dividend. You know, for your audience, non-UK residents, you know, there is no dividend withholding tax at 0%. You can deduct it as an owner loan repayment. That's where you as the shareholder lend money to your company, which is how we structure get-grown companies. And you can even deduct it as a pension contribution if you have a UK-based pension. And you can do that before corporation tax, meaning you actually you can deduct it as an expense, so your corporation tax bill reduces. So sort of there's a, you know, you can deduct your mortgage interest and then you can take your profits out of your company in a very flexible and efficient way. And then there's two other tax benefits. The first is when you go to sell your company or sell your property, you can choose to either sell the property or sell the company. And if you sell the company, which is kind of this added exit route that you've now created for yourself, if someone purchases the shares, they don't have to pay stamp duty land tax. And that's a big saving. They just pay a stamp duty on shares, which is only 0.5% of the share value, versus stamp duty and land tax that can be as high as 15%. And that saving can effectively mean for you as the seller that you can increase your price and improve your returns. And then the second benefit kind of on selling shares is that your capital gains tax is lower. The capital gains tax on selling shares is 10 or 20%, versus if you were selling property, it's 18 or 28%. And so you put all those kind of tax benefits together, and we have audited investment examples that are on the website. We're very happy to share. And you look at kind of a middle of the road investment case, and you can see in this example that you know, post-tax profits can increase from anywhere from 22 to 66% greater if you purchase it through a property than through a company. So one is, as an investor, you improve, you have the potential to really improve your investment return. Two is flexibility. And this is a really big one that we've come to appreciate more and more at GetGround. And I think it's not spoken about enough in the market. And what I mean by flexibility is when you own property in a company, you can start to change the way you own and operate it as your life circumstances change. So for example, in the future, you can decide, hey, you know what, I want to change the shareholding. I want to bring in a family member, or I want to exit some of my shares, or I want to bring in a business partner. And that is a lot easier with a company than it is with a property, because you can just readjust the shareholding structure, which is a quick process, requires much less legal work, and has far fewer taxes associated with it than when changing a property. And you never know, as you go down life, you may want to change the ownership of a company and the underlying property for many reasons. Other examples that kind of bring to life this point around flexibility is things like inheritance tax. So, you know, their inheritance tax is quite high in the UK. And by owning property in a company, you can manage that position in a lot more of a flexible way. I'll give you an example. One mechanism that exists in the UK is called gifting. This is where I gift some of my assets to someone else. And if I do that and I survive 7 years post the gift, my inheritance tax bill is effectively zero. Now, when you do that through a company, you can gift shares very easily. Kind of, by the way, our platform on GetGround allows you to do that through our software in a few minutes, actually. And you can also kind of gift it in a gradual way. So I could say, you know, let's say, Neil, I want to gift you part of property. I could say, here's 10% this year, here's 10% next year, here's 10% the year following. So it allows me to do it very easily and very flexibly. Again, this kind of points to that second benefit, that second big benefit around flexibility. And then the third one is around protecting downside. So all companies that we set up are private limited companies, meaning their assets and liabilities are separate to your own as an individual. And so just in case circumstances change or the investment goes wrong for whatever reason, kind of all your other assets, you know, your family home, these are safer because your investment is ring-fenced in its own kind of private limited company. And so kind of all those reasons, which is around improving your investment returns, around flexibility and around reducing the downside risk, you see this massive uptake in people now purchasing UK investment property through companies, which I kind of described earlier.
For somebody overseas, that's a time saver. But also, you know, there's always the risk of getting something wrong, and nobody wants to get on the wrong side of the tax man.
Absolutely. And you know, we understand purchasing UK investment property through a company better than anyone else, I think, because it's all we do. And we have spent significant resources in getting very deep in this area. So I'll give you an example. We work with CMS Law, they're a Silver Circle law firm. They have done all our kind of regulatory tax legal work associated with the companies that we set up for our customers. And that gives us a lot of depth and understanding and a lot of quality around the legal documents that are created, which means that we're always kind of monitoring and checking that we're on the right side, absolutely on the right side of kind of current government guidance and legislation.
Mobin, I suspect some of your clients, not all of them, but some of them start on a journey buying property and realize that they're buying more property and the old could have, should have, would have, should have really done this through a UK company structure because they've now got a portfolio. But in most cases, people just start with one. For somebody that has started buying in their own name and continues to buy, and obviously the next one is in a company structure, is there anything that they can do with the properties that they've bought in their own name other than sell them?
Yeah, it's it really depends at which point in time you are in the purchase. And what I mean by that is if you've purchased a property in your personal name and it hasn't completed yet, you haven't got the keys and you haven't paid the completion monies, then there is the possibility to put that property into a company. I'll give you an example. You know, if you're buying a new build development and that's sort of 2 years off plan and you haven't got to the end of the 2 years and you've paid, you know, a few deposits on it already and you've exchanged in your personal name, you can assign the contract into a company. Now, if you have completed on the property transaction, that becomes more difficult. And that's more difficult because if you then try and put that property into a company, it effectively counts as a sale. The company being its own separate legal entity, its own separate legal person. And since it's a sale, you get all the things that come with a sale, which are things like stamp duty costs, any capital gains if that is applicable. You have to get lawyers in order to kind of undertake conveyancing. So it's a lot more of a difficult position to do kind of post a property completion than it is pre. That being said, there are customers that we have that have purchased property already that they have completed on, and they do the math and they look at it and they say, do you know what, putting that property into a company now, even though I'm going to have to pay some stamp duty tax or some capital gains tax, in the long run, this investment is going to be better if I hold it in a company, and that is something that, you know, that's math that they have to do by themselves. They would probably need to get some specific advice on that, but that is a much rarer situation for us than people purchasing property, new properties, and then using our service.
And from a business perspective, for Get Ground, where are you seeing large areas of business coming from in the world at the moment for UK property purchase, certainly buying through a UK company structure?
Yeah, you know, it's really spread around. You know, we've been very lucky. We've been growing very fast. We're doing, you know, hundreds of millions of pounds of property onto the platform on an annualized basis. I think it'll be kind of crossing the £1 billion mark, you know, relatively soon. So we've got a very nice picture of how the buy-to-let landscape is working in the UK. And what's interesting is that kind of investors both in the UK and in many, many countries outside of the UK kind of find UK buy-to-let properties so attractive. And that comes back, and I am by no means a property expert, but that kind of comes back to kind of the fundamentals that you hear property experts talk about all the time, which is a great sector, very high rental demand, stable economy, good legislation. And so that continues to support kind of property investors. And we see investors coming from Hong Kong, the Middle East, Singapore, South Africa, really right across the world. The Hong Kong market, obviously, as you know, this has been very strong recently, and continues to be so. We continue to see that. So really, we have customers all across the world. We have a very large growing set of customers as well in the UK, UK residents buying UK property. And we have offices to cater to that global demand. So we have an office, and we're headquartered in London, but we also have offices in Hong Kong, and we have offices in Singapore.
Perfect. And when you set this up 3 years ago, did you really think you'd be at £1 billion of property at this stage?
Well, we're not quite at the billion yet, but we're getting there. I hoped for it, which is, so it's nice to kind of see it begin to pan out. I think kind of the nicest thing about it, though, is that it's really nice to see the benefits and the impact that technology can have on a big sector like buy-to-let. And if you think about kind of what we're doing and kind of come back to, you know, this mission that we have around improving the sector and bringing in better transparency, better governance, and reducing costs, that does benefit for everyone, right? It improves investor returns. It helps tenants live in a better environment, and the impact that has on kind of the UK economy at large. Kind of seeing that begin to manifest itself, and we are so far away from where we need to be and where we want to get to as Get Ground. We're just at the start of our journey, but seeing it begin to manifest itself is just a really nice thing to see.
And what is the plan for the future? I know you've got great aspirations of growth. I've been reading in all the posh and high-end publications, Financial Times, all the rest of them, of what's going to happen. So maybe share some of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we want to keep doing what we want to do, but more importantly, we want to do a better and better job for our customers. So, you know, if you come back to kind of who we are as an organization and our values, one of our values is being feedback obsessed. So it's very, very important for us to listen to our customers, our partners, our colleagues, to understand how we can do things better. And, you know, we're right at the start of our journey. We think we've got a great application, but we think it could be so much more and so much better. And so we're going to continue to kind of listen to feedback and improve our services. I'll give you an example. We have a lot of customers in countries outside of the UK. And one of the things we were hearing is, hey, can you help me with currency exchange? And so we said, well, why don't we do that? And so, you know, we integrated with technology providers that now allow us to facilitate international payments very easily and also to do currency exchange at market-leading rates. And that's just one example of us listening to our customers and saying, well, how can we make their life easier? Another thing that we're hearing now that we're beginning to work on is analytics. Tell me how my properties are performing. What is my gross yield? What's my net yield? How does that compare to other properties that are similar to mine? Am I doing a good job or not? And if I'm not, how can I do a better job so that I can make better returns on my investment? Now, that's not something we have right now, but that's something we've heard, and so that's something that we want to build. So it's that sort of ear to the ground, listening to our partners, our customers, and constantly trying to improve and just doing those simple things right again and again and again. That's where we need to go.
It's only a matter of time, in my view, that the UK market, certainly major cities, Manchester, Birmingham, London, where there are lots of properties, high-rise flats, you know, somewhere like Hong Kong, you go to buy somewhere and you go on the bank's website and it will give you an indicative valuation of the property. As you know, my expertise is mortgages, and the thing that can really be very frustrating is the fact that the valuation is done at the back end. With the type of technology that you're talking about, if valuations and there was greater level of analytics and data, it would make the purchasing process in the UK far smoother.
Absolutely, absolutely right. And I think you hit the nail right there on the head. The information that we have on our platform can make everyone's lives easier. Right? It can make it much easier for mortgage lenders to assess the value of a property, to provide better suited mortgages for it, potentially at better rates if they can understand the performance of those assets better. It allows investors to better understand their portfolio, to make better improvements, to kind of maximize their returns. It can even one day allow tenants to understand which properties are best suited for them in the future. So I think information can good, reliable information, and this comes back down to this word transparency that I keep talking about. Kind of good, reliable information can only do good for the can only help the ecosystem, I think.
And as we are in these COVID times, there are other interesting times in the market. Of course, the Brexit vote went through just before COVID came out, with the UK choosing to leave Europe. Where do you see the UK buy-to-let market and the property market in general heading over the next 3 to 5 years, Mobin, because we're in uncharted territory at the moment, aren't we?
Absolutely. I have to caveat, this is just my personal opinion. I'm certainly not an investment advisor in any way. I think the UK buy-to-let sector has a lot going for it. I think right at the fundamentals, it makes sense. It makes sense because you have a big mismatch in demand and supply in housing stock in the UK. You have a growing part of the population that almost prefers to live in rented accommodation because it gives them flexibility to change and move houses as their requirements change. You know, young families growing, children leaving families and downsizing, that sort of flexibility exists there. You've got a great economy and the rule of law, and these are very kind of important basic things that actually aren't as common as you would think in the world. And so I think the fundamentals are really there. I think you've got some added catalysts as well right now. Which is you've got the global economy and indeed the UK economy hopefully coming out of COVID in the next year or two. And so you will have kind of a bounce back in all of those economic indicators as these economies emerge from lockdowns and the various kind of trauma that has done to the economy. And I think in addition to that, you have a lot of quantitative easing that's happened around the world during the COVID pandemic to support economies whilst these lockdowns were happening. And that just means a lot more cash in the system. And that cash eventually finds its way to assets, to mortgages, and which supports prices and supports capital availability. I think there's a lot of tailwinds actually going for the UK buy-to-let sector, and so I'm bullish on it at least for the next 3 to 5 years. And again, that's my personal opinion, but I think it has a lot going for it.
Mobin, it's astonishing to see the journey over the last 3 years. It feels like I've known you longer because you just it just feels like Get Ground's always been around. It's a fantastic service, and I wish you all the best. And thank you so much for joining me today. If people want to get more information on this, the website is www.getground.co.uk. And if you have any questions for the show, you can email us at hongkong.marketing@sjp.asia. Mobin, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you'll be a regular guest for some of our updates, and I thoroughly enjoy chatting to you again.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on the pod. I really appreciate the time.
All the very best. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want to have more in-depth look at any of the topics discussed today, please visit our website at www.ukmortgages.com.hk. I hope you can join us next time for more insights on the UK property market from all of our experts. Bye-bye.